Every morning, when you turn on the tap to brush your teeth or get water for your coffee, drinkable water flows from your faucet, almost like magic. But it is getting harder and more expensive to pull off that trick. Those operating water treatment plants in Massachusetts say this summer has been particularly brutal. As WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel reports, many in the industry are wondering whether we need to fundamentally rethink how we provide water across the state.
About 1 million gallons of water a day flow through a big red barn in Concord. It's one of the town's water treatment facilities. Inside, there are huge tanks, colorful pipes, and something that's new: pallets stacked up with bags of dry chemicals.
This is unusual.
Alan Cathcart is the head of public works here in Concord.
Because historically, you'd be able to order from a vendor for materials, and usually within a couple weeks, you'd have a delivery.
But lately, supply chain holdups mean it can take far longer. So Concord has been stockpiling powdered chemicals to make sure they have what they need. As some Massachusetts towns have run out of fluoride, which is added to water to improve dental health, Concord has dipped into its stash to help their neighbors out.
And once they get back on their feet, they'll just, you know, provide us back the materials we loan them.
It's not just fluoride that's been hard to find. Savas Danos is with the Northeast Merrimack Valley Chemical Consortium, which does bulk purchasing for some 75 municipal water departments. He says earlier this summer, it was hard to find chlorine, a critical chemical used to disinfect water so it's safe to drink. He fielded calls from members who told him,
I have enough for another week. If I don't get chlorine in the next week, I would be front page headlines in the paper because I'll shut off all my water, you know? So it was that tenuous in early July.
Dano says supply is improving, but that's only part of the problem. Pipes and other equipment have been hard to come by, and it seems prices for everything are higher than ever.
In my 40 years, I've never seen this level of the perfect storm complications all coming to head at the same time.
I do feel like we are getting to a breaking point.
That's Jennifer Peterson, head of the Massachusetts Water Works Association, which lobbies and represents water professionals. Together, Peterson, Cathcart, and Danos tick off a lengthy list of concerns.
More than half of our operators in Massachusetts are over the age of 50. And so a lot of water systems are trying to figure out where their next operators will come from.
Most of our systems have been around for 100 years. The pipes have a useful life of somewhere between 75 and 125 years, which means all this buried infrastructure has to be replaced.
On top of that, the toxic chemicals called PFAS have been found in more than 100 water systems in the state, in some cases forcing multi-million-dollar filtration systems and changes.
And then you add to that the drought and people, even with conservation restrictions, you still have significant increase in demands. And it just became a vicious storm.
But how do we calm the waves from this storm? There are a couple ideas. Some in the water industry have called for more government investment after generations of underinvestment in water infrastructure. Others think cities and towns should join forces and pool their resources. Loretta Fernandez is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at Northeastern.
Instead of each town trying to come up with a plan, if we did look at this at a more regional level or more statewide level, it would balance out a lot of the sort of inequalities.
Wealthy towns, poor towns, towns with toxic chemicals, towns without, they'd team up, much like Boston and some 60 nearby municipalities that all get water from the same source. Another idea that's floating around, a whole new financing system. Right now, the more water you use, the more revenue a water department gets. That's not a good model, says Emily Norton.
We did solve that with our electricity markets.
Norton runs the Charles River Watershed Association, an environmental advocacy group.
In this state and many other Northeast states, electric utilities do not make more money by selling more electricity. They actually make more money by doing more energy efficiency.
She says something similar might work when it comes to water. But whatever the future looks like, Cathcart from Concord says inside water treatment facilities right now, the work is getting more stressful.
Extremely more stressful than it has been in the past.
The pressure, he worries, is becoming too much for the water system to handle. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.